Vatican sends the SSPX pilgrimage down the memory hole? Please note, remember to fast today at the request of the Holy Father that God may turn away his wrath and end the wars in places like Israel and Ukraine. You may have heard that the SSPX has joined the Jubilee Pilgrims in the Eternal City in the past few days. I remember reading somewhere that when Pope St. John Paul II saw the same pilgrimage process through the streets in 2000, he told Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger that the SSPX dialogue needed to be resolved. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I hope this procession makes a good impression on Pope Leo. I'm sure it's made an impression on literally everyone who saw Roman Catholic priests acting with the proper gravitas and celebrating the ancient Roman rite in Roman basilicas. The SSPX English website notes this, quote, "The SSPX has participated in the Jubilee year in an official capacity for the last 50 years, being led by Archbishop Lefebvre himself in 1975, end quote. Wait, what? That was in the midst of the SSPX's canonical suppression and Lefebvre's suspension ad divinis. This was when Pope Paul VI sent a canonical visitation to the society, and these quote-unquote canonical visitators made passing comments like questioning the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what made Archbishop Lefebvre make his famous declaration of 1974, whose ambiguous words, he admitted, were overzealous." Check Henry Sears' book, Phoenix from the Ashes, on that. Certainly, he could have worded it better, but if you know the context, you can interpret his words for the best. Now, this hasty declaration gave the Archbishop's enemies all the ammo they needed to condemn him and his canonical society in toto. What was the response of this so-called arch-schismatic, Archbishop Lefebvre? Here's his response. Quote, this is quoting from his biography. Quote, "Archbishop Lefebvre replied in three ways. At Pentecost of that year," this was 1975, "the Archbishop and his seminarians joined in the magnificent pilgrimage of the Credo Association to show with the faithful their attachment to the Rome of all time. Then from Albano on May 31st, he wrote a letter of submission to the successor of Peter containing a request for review of his trial. Finally, on June 5, he lodged an appeal with the Court of the Apostolic Signatura against Bishop Mame's decision to canonically suppress the SSPX. It was not the Bishop of Fribourg, he wrote, but the Holy See that had the power to suppress the society. This first point is debatable." That's in the actual text. That's not my comment. Next, he has been judged on the doctrine, and only the Sacred Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith is competent in this matter. Finally, if this declaration of 1974 deserves to be condemned, the condemnation should concern him and not his work, end quote. So Archbishop Lefebvre was condemned because of this declaration, his society was suppressed, and finally he's appealing that he should be suppressed and not his priests and his society. End quote from the biography. Well, I don't know about you, but those are all pretty schismatic things to do, wouldn't you say? And so, keeping with their schismatic attitude, the good priests of the SSPX have again come to Rome to show their attachment to the Rome of all time. Back in February of this year, the announcement was made to the SSPX faithful with these words. Now I'm going to quote from the announcement from back in February from the SSPX website. Quote, "For the third time in history, the SSPX will have the distinguished grace of experiencing the 25-year Roman Jubilee. In 1975, in the presence of its founder, Monsignor Marcel Lefebvre, and then in 2000, the St. Pius X fraternity pilgrimaged to Rome to participate in the great spiritual event. Between August 19 and 2025, the District of France of the SSPX will carry out its Jubilee pilgrimage to Rome and hopes on this occasion to bring together as many faithful as possible. We will go to Rome to walk those streets laden with the history of the church, to pray in the basilicas, following in the footsteps of so many saints and holy men and women, in the footsteps of so many Christians who came to visit the tombs of the apostles. We will go to Rome, Catholic Rome, Apostolic Rome, the Rome of the martyrs, to proclaim our faith, to sing our love for our Lord Jesus Christ, to reap the abundant fruits of his redemption. We are going to Rome to purify ourselves of our sins, to obtain indulgences for our sins, and to sanctify our souls in this city of grace. Let us make a pilgrimage of faith, of prayer, of penance, to obtain those indulgences that the church draws with particular generosity from her spiritual treasure during this holy year and distributes them widely for the salvation of our souls. We will go to Rome to proclaim and manifest our unwavering attachment to the Holy See, to the Pope, successor of Peter and Vicar of Christ, to the bishops, successors of the apostles, to the priests, their collaborators, and to the Catholic, Apostolic, and Roman Church. We will go to Rome simply because we are Catholics, children of the Church, and because we want to remain Catholics no matter what happens. And it is precisely because we are and want to be Catholics that during this Jubilee pilgrimage, with a special intensity, although of course we already do it every day, we will pray for the Pope, for the bishops, the priests, for the whole Church, so that in the terrible crisis she is going through, to which we are all sorrowful witnesses and victims, she may regain her splendor with a faith fully rooted in her bimillennial tradition and intrepidly proclaim for the salvation of the world. We will therefore go to Rome for the glory of the Most Holy Trinity, for the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the devotion to the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, for the love of the Church, and for the love of the Pope, for the love of the bishops, priests, and all the faithful, for the salvation of the world, for the salvation of souls, and first and foremost for the salvation of our own souls. End quote. Can you believe these schismatics spending their time, money, energy, and lots of sacrifices? And for what? To manifest our unwavering attachment to the Apostolic See, to the Pope, successor of Peter, and Vicar of Christ. Unbelievable. I mean, come on. These guys are insane. I think the Christian thing to do, I know, I got it. The Christian thing to do here is to vilify them as lepers. Isn't that the Christian thing to do? But of course, the press got a hold of this. The Pillar said something about it. CNA, Catholic News, also reposted by Catholic World Report, reposted that the SSPX pilgrimage had been added to the official Vatican website alongside all the other pilgrims, noting that this implied their official approval. But wait, when you click on that link, what happens? So if you look at the text in the description of this, there's a screenshot of what happens. So the link at the Vatican website, which had the SSPX listed, is now dead. So now if you go to the link, you'll see a screenshot of where they were included. It's from the Wayback Machine. And now the Vatican website does not include them. So if you look at the calendar, they're gone. Well, I guess somebody in the Vatican decided to send this whole thing down the memory hole. It's been erased from history. Thank you, Vatican New Iconoclasm Regime. It's a good thing that the internet is virtual reality. Because back in the real world, away from Skynet, the people of Rome have already seen with their eyes the beauty of tradition. And every heart burned within them. Either with hatred for tradition or love. Did Pope Leo notice? Meanwhile, Pope Leo just received Cardinal Burke in private audience for the second time, which after only 100 days in office is already two more times than Pope Francis ever gave him after Burke fell out of favor with a dictator pope. May he rest in peace. Pope Leo also seems to have corrected in some way the Pachamama idolatry by his orthodox statement against the Temple of Gaia in Brazil. Take a look at Taylor Marshall's analysis of that. We shall see what Pope Leo will do. Glory to God for all things. Jesus is King.